أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إن الله بصير بالعباد ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم وبه نستعين وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد وآل محمد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وعجل فرجهم السلام عليكم dear brothers and sisters, dear friends, dear families to SOQ's family night programs in the holy city of Qom. We have gathered here tonight on this auspicious night of Thursday night coming up quite soon to commemorate the passing of Imam Khomeini, the founding father of the Islamic Revolution, the founding father of the Islamic Republic. I have a quote here from Imam Khomeini himself. Rahmatullah alayhi, Imam Khomeini says that one of the intrinsic qualities of Shiaism, a quality which is in the fitra of the Shia and of Shiaism, is that ever since its beginning, this intrinsic quality is to stand up against dictatorships. Imam Khomeini says that one of the intrinsic qualities of Shiaism since its inception is that it stands up against dictatorship and it combats injustice, as can be seen from the history of Shiaism. I have a quote from the leader of the Islamic Revolution in today's age and time, in the present day, where he talks about this propaganda. And when I say the quote, it'll make it a little more clear what exactly he's saying. But we very humbly, the students of Qom, the SOQ organization, decided that in addition to just, you know, commemorating the passing of Imam Khomeini, we also want to clear the air a little bit regarding Imam Khomeini, who he was, what his personality was like. So Imam Khamenei says, in this regards, he says, when you go beyond the propaganda that has been spread, by the Zionists and the Front of Arrogance, which have always presented a distorted and corrupted version of the truth. When you go past their propaganda, then you will see that the Islamic Republic, the Islamic Revolution, the image of Imam Khomeini, and the character of our people, the Iranian people, and our nation have been a source of hope among the nations when it comes to unity and has granted the people motivation. Allahu Akbar. Humbling to see all of you dear believers here in attendance as we commemorate the passing of Imam Ruhullah Khomeini. We have very honorable asatid and teachers of the Islamic Seminary in attendance, and of course all of us students and families of the Islamic Seminary of Qom who live in the holy city of Qom. Before I invite our first guest speaker for tonight, I have a quick quote here, and I believe it is from, again, Imam Khamenei. Recite a salawat ala Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad. Imam Sayyid Ali Khamenei, when he describes Imam Ruhullah Khomeini, he says that Imam Khomeini stood up without any hesitations. Again, Imam Khomeini stood up without any hesitations against all threats, against the transgressing Saddam during the imposed 8-year-long war. Imam Khomeini stood up without any reservations against domestic seditions and fitnas. Imam Khomeini stood up without any hesitations, even against his own longtime student and companion. These an example of Imam Khomeini's steadfastness and determination. Salawat sallu ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad wa ajjal farajhum. Shahid Bakr al-Sadr says that Imam Khomeini broke the grandeur of global imperialist powers, and after Imam Khomeini's revolution, the countries which considered themselves to be superpowers will no longer remain superpowers. I apologize, it seems like I'm fidgeting, but I'm actually trying to open this little envelope, which seems to be just magnetically sealed with concrete, and it's actually raffle tickets, so I apologize. I finally got it open. It stressed me out, took me 15-20 minutes. Sallu ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad wa ajjal farajhum. I have one quote. It is again from Imam Khamenei, and he talks about, again, Imam Khomeini. And he says that Imam Khomeini showed us the way to live free. Imam Khomeini showed us how to become perfect. Imam Khomeini showed us how to live a life in a way that satisfies Allah and is required by Islam. Imam Khomeini taught us to truly construct life and, of course, to avoid compliance with anti-Islamic powers. Sallu ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad. I have a quick quote. This is again from Imam Khamenei. He says, Imam Khomeini taught us all to not be afraid of superpowers. And Imam Khomeini taught us to be fearless in the face of oppressors and bullying powers. One last quote from Imam Khomeini. Imam Ruhullah Khomeini, he says that man's fall and decline, humanity's fall and decline, are caused by depriving him freedom and by his submission before other men. It's a very profound statement. Mulana Sheikh Khurshabiri spoke about how we tend to limit the persona and personality of this all encompassing and comprehensive personality of Imam Khomeini. So he says that humanity's fall and decline are caused by depriving them freedom and their submission before other men. Therefore, men must rise against such fetters and chains of captivity, and rise against those who invite humanity towards captivity. Free themselves, free their societies, so that all may submit to Allah.